In this week's Complaint Corner, Smash Brothers, Morbius, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and it feels like it's been a while since our last episode, but here we are, back again. I'm married now. Mazel tov to me. I'm very happy with my new wife. And also, we've got a ton of, news to talk about. So, how's it going, Steve?
It's going great, Adam. Thanks for asking. I noticed I didn't get invited to the wedding. So
no, you didn't. Neither did my parents. We got eloped in Vegas, no one was there other than just me and her.
And your Elvis impersonator, I assume.
No, we didn't get an Elvis guy. We could have gotten a midget Elvis, but we decided not.
Wait a minute. That was an option, and you didn't take that?
I wanted to, but my wonderful wife Megan wanted something that was
special,
more. Special, then, exactly. Yes. And I think that ultimately that was the right decision.
Okay.
So
I'm just saying, if you're getting a Vegas wedding, you really do have to go balls deep into that.
I wanted to initially, but it was a very tasteful wedding. But anyway.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Enough of that. This is not what this show is. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, audience. But we are going to talk about the Pokemon Expansion Pass. So this is the first time that any Pokemon game really has had DLC. I mean, I guess you could maybe view the whole Mystery Gift stuff as basically being DLC, but it's not exactly. It's not paid DLC. It's like this weird event thing. It's not the same thing. This is the first time that any Pokemon game, to my knowledge, any main Pokemon game, has had paid DLC. And I feel weird about it. It's very odd for me, because on the one hand, it sounds great. There's going to be the Isle of Armor and the Crown Tundra, which are like two separate islands. And they're going to bring back about 200 old Pokemon. I think it's just 200 new Pokemon in total, but several of them are old Pokemon, including the old legendaries, which is one of the complaints I had for the new game, was that you can't bring in old legendaries, which is ridiculous, and some new Pokemon. Not a ton of new Pokemon, but some. Including a handful of new legendaries and new forms for the legendary birds. So Zapdos, Moltres, and Articuno are all coming back, and they look all new and different. My favorite one is Zapdos because it looks like a Roadrunner, and it's awesome.
A Roadrunner.
That's correct. I'm not sure the typings. Yeah, I mean, it actually looks pretty fucking cool. It basically just looks like a Zapdos if it was brown and if it ran around on the ground.
So a Doduo, then?
Yes, but it's more spiky because it's a Zapdos.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, color me impressed.
I mean, it's weird because all of this sounds really good on paper.
Like,
if this was just announced, like, as a part of the new game, I'd be sitting here, like, being like, oh, man, I'm so excited. But personally, I am annoyed that it's paid DLC, and it's $30. It's not $5 or $10. It's, like, substantial. What do you think, Steve?
Well, first of all, I don't care about Pokemon Sword and Shield in any kind of capacity, so this doesn't affect my life in any negative way. That being said, it's good of them to have removed the Pokemons from the game to sell them back to you later for that sweet DLC shekels. Because
exactly,
200 Pokemans is an awful lot of Pokemans. Granted, some or any X number of them are new, which is, you know, reasoned to buy an extra product because there's new stuff in it. But it's still like adding in the old ones to placate people, I think, more than it is to have like, oh, see how cool we are for adding extra Pokemon. It's like, no, it's just people wanted it, and now you finally added it in there. I still don't know what their reason was for not having them the first time, but ultimately I didn't care, and I still don't, and it doesn't matter, and if you think it matters, that's just obsessive-compulsive of you. But $30 is an awful lot of money for two islands, and
I will freely admit, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, it's okay. I'm basically done.
It is a lot for two islands. I agree with you. And I will admit that I am one of those guys who was annoyed that they did not include all the Pokemon, because I am someone who likes to have a complete Pokedex.
Okay, well, that just makes you sick in the head, that's all.
I'm not sick in the head. Yeah. I just like having all of the things. And it bothers me that in this new game I can't, one of the reasons.
I still maintain that you could have all of the Pokemon in the game and still have a full Pokedex. Just because the old ones weren't there doesn't mean you don't have all the Pokemon in the game.
Well, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, I could totally have all of the Pokemon in that
complete Pokedex
game.
In that game is still a complete Pokedex. It's just not the same as a complete Pokedex in a different game.
It's not. Come on, Steve. We're talking about the net. We're talking about all. I want all the Pokemon.
Well, that makes you sick in the head, Adam.
Star Wars, Jesus. Every Pokemon game has included every previous Pokemon. Well, okay, that's not technically true, but almost every Pokemon game has included every previous Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And it bothers the shit out of me that they decided to stop doing that when they upgraded to new, better hardware. Like, there is no reason that all the Pokemon couldn't be in the game. And this just further proves that there is no reason. They originally said that it was because it was too much work to make new animations for everybody, which is not true because they're using the same animations that they used on the fucking on X and Y, which came out almost 10 years ago. They said that it was because of like light, something to do with lighting or graphics, which is also not true because they're using the same 3D models. And now, less than a year after the games came out, they announced, "Ooh, look it! We're bringing 200 of the old Pokemon are coming in for as paid DLC." And it's like, so you robbed me of Pokemon. As this, you said this earlier, but I feel the need to restate it. You took Pokemon away from me so that you could sell them back to me later for an additional cost.
I believe the term I used was DLC shekels.
yes, and that bothers the shit out of me. That being said, the new Pokemon, especially the redesigned legendary birds, do excite me. And I...
So they've got you.
Like,
all is forgiven.
There's a part of me. No, they excite me. That part is cool. And, I can give them small praise for that. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to... I don't even own either of the games. I'm not going to buy this so I can pay $90 to get a still lesser product than I had on the 3DS, eight years ago. Like, sorry, not sorry, but, like, in my opinion, this is a step, sort of, in the right direction, but unless they make, like, unless in a year or two, they decide to make release an updated Sword and Shield that has everything, only then,
a more cynical man might point out that this is basically what other companies like EA do when they make a Star Wars game and then they make you buy all of the champions in it outside of the game you bought originally. But I'm not that cynical man, so I won't point that out.
I mean, I do think that the goodwill bubble has broken for a lot of fans towards Pokemon because and this does not really solve that problem. Like, it's like, yes, I'm
well,
glad
there was
that
literally
offering...
nothing they could do to solve that problem short of just patching all those Pokemon in for free. There was
which
absolutely no way to fix
sort
this.
Sort of what they I guess I should mention that is almost what they're doing, because all of these, while yes, the paid expansion is a thing, all Sword and Shield players are going to get an update that allows these old Pokemon to be in it again. You can't catch them unless you bought the expansion, but you can bring them in. Like, if you have a Squirtle from a previous game that's like on your 3DS, you can bring that Squirtle into your game, which is not something you can do right now, but you will be able to do it once the DLC releases for free. Like, it is in that sense, it is a free expansion, and I like that. I think that's something.
It's not though. It's really not.
It's not. You don't think
so? No, because okay. So they took stuff out of the game, but they gave you the option, if you don't wish to pay them for it, to just put your own back in there or trade for it or whatever. But if a psychotic person like yourself wants to collect all the Pokemon in the universe and they need those extra 200 mm-hmm. guys, trading for them all individually is not a feasible answer. It's just like when you're playing like a mobile game and it's like, hey, you could stand here and grind out these gems or whatever for like 3 hours, or just throw us a dollar. We'll just give them to you. It's not exactly mm-hmm. the same, but yeah. It's the same kind of thing where it's like, yeah, you could spend God knows how long finding people to trade these with, like, you know, all your cool friends that bought the DLC, or you could just buy it yourself and be done with it. Because, like, the ability to add them in manually by, like, finding somebody who was willing to pay the money is absolutely not a solution.
It's not necessarily just that someone trades it to you. It's also that you, like, I can transfer one of my own Pokemon into, like, Pokemon Home, mm-hmm. which is, like, this other paid service,
yes, I'm familiar.
By the way. And then I can transfer that into Sword and Shield. So I don't have to, like, go out and find some asshole. I can do it myself.
Yeah.
If I have a previous Pokemon game.
Exactly.
I mean, and as a crazy completionist, as you described. Mm-hmm.
I believe I used Psychotic.
Like, I do have those Pokemon. Like I could do mm-hmm. that without much hassle.
See, but
like,
this also alienates, further alienates the people who are not willing to spend the extra money for a piggy bank to put all their Pokemon in. So.
Well, that is true.
This is still like, buy our DLC or don't, but buy our other DLC. It's not an elegant or even really a solution of any kind. I mean, other than like the 10% of people who live in that weird like Venn diagram cross section of willing to pay for Pokebank but not willing to pay for new DLC and have infinite patience.
I mean, I guess you're right in that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like that's a very good point. I really think that this was definitely something that they're trying. But I also think that they just are seeing, you know, money like that. Like everything about this mm-hmm. screams of I want as much money as possible.
See, okay,
like, you know,
I disagree.
Really?
Yes.
Oh man,
see,
I completely think that.
Just bear with me on this one. Yeah, Nintendo's a company and they want your money, but Nintendo is like amazingly, hilariously out of touch. And they probably didn't do this in the sense of like, delicious, delicious peasant whale money. They're probably thinking more like wait, this is an easy solution to the problem people were having with us. We'll just add this in so they can buy it. And they probably don't even see how it's a problem.
I'm sorry. I just can't agree to that. I don't think that they are that blind. I
wouldn't be surprised.
Think that this is an adequate solution to the complaints people were having.
It addresses the problems directly people were having.
It addresses a portion of the problem by making me pay additional.
Yes, but that's
money,
not the part they're considering.
No way. I know Nintendo is aware that they're asking for more money from me in order to fix a problem they created. I know that they know that, and they don't care because they want money. Or it might not be Nintendo, necessarily, because it's the Pokemon Company is technically, like,
okay, Game
a
Freak,
separate
then.
Entity. Yeah, I'm thinking it's Game Freak. I think it's Game Freak who are just trying to squeeze as much money out of this as they possibly can.
But, like, they've never done that
it.
Before, which is why this turnabout seems so strange.
You know, I was thinking about it, Steve, and they kind of did. I mean, think about it. They basically, every year, they release two versions of the same game that
yeah, but nobody's ever complained about that before. You can't be upset about that now.
No, you're right. I haven't complained about it before because, like, I was a child and I didn't think it was a problem. But when I stop and think about it, it's like, hold on a second. You're selling me the same game twice with minor differences between the two, and I have to buy both if I want to get all the Pokemon. Just like, you know, because I'm a crazy completionist.
Yeah,
just
but,
like
yeah,
you were
it's
saying.
It's always been a racket, but nobody's ever complained, so it's not a problem.
Really, Steve? You think that it's not a
problem? I'm not saying it's not a problem. I'm just saying nobody's
before?
Ever been upset before. People just are willing to accept that. That's a concession people will make. So you can't use that as an example of a thing that they've been doing wrong because nobody's ever had a problem with it out loud. Nobody's ever been like, you know what? I am not going to buy Ruby and or Sapphire because I'm just not going to have these extra things that you arbitrarily decided I can't have. In fact, I'm never going to buy a Pokemon game again. No, it's you buy Ruby and Sapphire so you can trade the three Wobbuffets or whatever you need, and then you buy Emerald when it comes out because you have to have the combo game too because it's got Rayquaza in it.
I mean, and actually, yeah, that's a good point too. So they release two games at the same time, and then a year later they release a third game that is, again, the same thing. It's minor differences at best. Mm. It's barely different at all. And so they made me pay for the same game three times.
Well, to play devil's advocate, they didn't make you pay for any of them.
Well, no, they didn't make me.
You
but
could
they
just buy one of them
and
be happy
me
with
to.
It.
I could have, but I didn't.
Well, that's not their fault.
Or, you know, or there's Black and White 2, mm-hmm. and there's Omega, and then they remake the same game. They do, like, you know, the Omega
okay,
rubies.
Okay, well, you
and
can't
sapphires.
Get on Game Freak's ass for re-releasing a game. Like, they're the first people to re-release a game.
I'm not saying that that these guys are alone in this. I think that you making the comparison to EA is actually very appropriate. It reminds me of the shit that EA would pull. I just think it's crazy that people, like, everyone was ready to, like, you know, whipped out their pitchforks and was ready to lynch fucking EA because of the whole Battlefront 1 debacle. Mm-hmm. Or was it Battlefront 2? I don't remember. Because of the Battlefront nonsense. Everyone was mad about that. And it was only now, after years of them doing kind of shady business practices when you get right down to it, it's only now that Pokemon has, you know, started, you know, people have started to turn against Pokemon. And I think that it's just because of nostalgia or something. I'm not entirely sure why, but, like, my love of Pokemon is at an all-time low right now, and that sucks. I hate
yeah,
that.
But next year it'll be fine. They'll fix it.
If you say,
they'll fix it next year. It's fine.
They've been trying. I've been thinking that for years, and it almost always gets worse. Like, I swear to God, almost every release is worse than the previous release.
Is it maybe you're just, like, getting old and jaded and realizing that Pokemon's never changed ever? And maybe you're just expecting change
honestly,
but not getting
maybe,
it?
I think that's really what it is. Is I feel as though I've outgrown Pokemon.
Then maybe stop buying Pokemon?
That's not a feeling I like. I love Pokemon, or I used to, and I still do sometimes. But it's just not the same anymore, and I wonder
no, actually,
if I'm
Adam,
different.
It isn't the same.
Or...
It is the same. It's you that's different. I'm going to share a little
sucks,
secret
man.
Of age with you. I'm going to share some of my wisdom, Adam.
Oh,
the best
man,
way
ready.
To enjoy Pokemon is to enjoy it sparingly. For example,
I think
I
you're right.
bought Blue Version, or I didn't buy it. I found it on a bus. Whatever. I had Blue Version. Then the next Pokemon game I got was Emerald.
Oh, wow.
And then the next Pokemon game I got after that was X.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you just kind of jump on when you're feeling
yes.
like it.
Whenever
like, wow,
I have pause enough to play a Pokemon game, I get whatever one is out at the time. I get my use out of it, like the 3 days a year I'll play Minecraft, and then I just never think about it again. But I never have a bad time.
You know, Steve, I think you might be onto something. I think that's a great philosophy.
Yeah.
I kind
of
want
to
try
it's really
that.
Hard to be bored of Pokemon when it's so different than you remember every time. Because X is so different than Emerald is.
Yes, it is. That's true.
They have rollerblades.
Because they do make changes, but they're so small that you, like, don't really notice between games.
Oh, shit, I forgot Sun and Moon. I had one of those, too. But still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got I have see me I'm the opposite of that. I have somewhere almost every game in the series. And I have Sapphire and Ruby and Emerald. I have Pearl and Diamond. I have Black and White and Black 2 and White 2. I have X. No, wait, no, I have Y, not X. Oh wait, no. I bought my brother's X after he was done using it. So no, I do have X and Y. I have
hands on hips,
Sun,
shaking my head.
I have Sun, but not Moon, and I have Ultra Moon, but not Ultra Sun.
Of course,
that is what I have. I have like a shitload of like I didn't get Crystal. Oh, I also have Omega Ruby.
There you go.
I have Omega Ruby. Yes. But not Omega Sapphire.
That's why there's so huge gaps in my Pokemon knowledge, is because I didn't buy every one of them, so I'm not aware of every generation. I only pay attention to the generations that I had games for, because it's the only ones I really cared about. Mm-hmm. That's why first and third are my favorite generations.
That makes sense. And do you like Generation 6 or
is that
no,
the one from
not,
X?
Not really.
It's fine. At that point, I stopped pretending like I was going to learn all the Pokemon, so I just didn't.
See, I don't know if I know if I could like recite them all for you, but I think if you presented me with a Pokemon, I could. I think I recognize the majority of Pokemon.
If you're saying that I could know... be shown a postcard of a Pokemon and a not Pokemon and had to pick out which one was actually a Pokemon, I could do it with 60% efficiency.
Okay. I think I could do that with at least 80% efficiency. Because
like I won't
90.
Even pretend to know what's really a Pokemon anymore, because they're all like, you know, fucking trash cans and key rings and ice cream cones and all sorts of shit now.
Yep.
Yeah, like back in my day, they were just animals or anthropomorphized versions of animals or plants.
The problem I have is that I don't remember the names very well, unfortunately. I remember some
Bulbasaur,
of them, but like
Squirtle, Charmander, done.
Let me think. Torchic, Combusken, Blaziken,
Scyther, Pokédex number 123.
Oh, what? I can't do numbers.
I can do that number because I had the Pokédex toy when I was a kid, and I would push the numbers and combinations to see what Pokemon popped up. And 123 was Scyther. That was easy to remember because Scyther's easy to remember. Which means Electabuzz is 124 or 121. Because I think they're next to each other in the Pokedex.
I'm impressed that you remember that, because I don't. I think we're going to move on to our next piece. Oop.
Yep.
Was it? I don't remember. I am terrible at remembering the Pokedex entries. Like, I don't know what comes, you know, which one's first.
It's not important.
All I know is that the starters are first. I know the legendaries are last. Mm. That's like all
I've
got.
That's just common sense.
Is Mewtwo 150?
Mewtwo is 150. Mew is 151. That doesn't make any sense, but that's what we have to work
stupid.
With.
That's so dumb. All right.
Well, you could actually get Mewtwo in the game. You couldn't get Mew in the game, so they couldn't put him in the Pokedex entry as a lower number, even though they should have, but whatever.
They totally should have.
It doesn't matter. The point is, all of this nonsense was about Pokemon, and you should just stop buying all the Pokemon games. You'll enjoy them more.
I think that I'm going. I mean, I've already missed the boat mostly with Sword and Shield. Mm-hmm. I think that unless the price goes down significantly, which I don't expect to happen,
no, I don't think so either.
I'm probably just going to skip this one and just get the next one, maybe if I
there
want
you go.
To.
And like, I'm pretty sure really by not... the next game they'll have figured this out, because I think they'll have learned their lesson this time around that people were not happy, and they're just going to try to make the best they can the next time to try to win back some of that favor. Because they're not going
like,
to not take
like
your money.
I want to I want to like Pokemon. That's what I want to do. I want to give Nintendo and the Pokemon Company my money, but I don't want to do it for a game that I don't think is worth it. And in my opinion, I don't think Sword or Shield are worth it. I'm just. Everything I've heard and read about that game looks fucking stupid, and I'm just done. I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I found a great way for you to be able to give them your money and enjoy Pokemon. Just go on the eStore and download whatever Pokemon games they got on there. The good ones that you like.
That's true. That's true.
Then you can give them your money.
I mean, hell,
and they can have
it. I already own all of them. I mean, I already own like most.
Well,
Pokemon
if they got the
games,
really
like
old ones on there, you can snatch those up. You know, blue or red or yellow.
I actually did buy. I think it was blue. I did buy. I never finished it though.
Oh,
I meant to.
Yeah, I got it, and it was in the middle of a game, and I was young and stupid, didn't understand how to play. So whoever had my cartridge before me released their starter, and I didn't even know you got a starter because they like had it saved like right outside of Brock's gym, if I remember correctly. And they had a party of, like, one Pidgey and one Rattata, or something like that. I don't remember. Jeez, I took that Pidgey all the way to the Elite Four.
that's
and, like,
Steve. That's
I didn't find out incredible. They were supposed to be a starter until the end when Professor Oak congratulates you and is like, you and Bulbasaur sure have come a long way. And I was like, what, who, Bulbasaur? pretty sure I didn't have a Bulbasaur
who
in my party.
Bulbasaur?
Yeah. And then I started it over again where you got to pick the guy, and I was like, oh my god, you get to pick a starter Pokemon? That's awesome. And I got to beat Charizard? That's awesome. Well, yeah, Charmander at the time, but Charizard later.
Well, yeah, but...
And it's like, holy shit,
I
can do that.
I love Squirtle, but there's just something special about Charizard.
Well, also, I didn't know the trick at the time of save scumming, so I didn't save in front of all the legendaries before challenging them. So I just lost my opportunity to get Articuno because I killed it in one shot.
No, yeah. Steve.
And then my childhood buddy was like, you know, you can just save right in front of him. And I was like, oh, that's genius. So I got the other two, but I didn't get my Articuno like I wanted. I did get Mewtwo, if I remember, though. I don't 100% remember, but that gave me the option to have two legendaries and a Charizard and my Pidgeot again. Or no, my Butterfree? I don't remember. Something. Some shitty thing I caught really early on, and I brought to the Elite Four with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it must be my Fossil. Nice. That's right, my Fossil Pokemon. My Aerodactyl was with me the whole time.
Okay, Steve, we've been talking about Pokemon for 25 minutes. I'm going
to
move on now.
More Pokemon?
Is that okay with you? Pokemon? So we're going to talk about... You know, I was going to talk about the Morbius trailer, but I think it would make more sense to talk about some other stuff first, since we're already talking about Pokemon. And
well, it was
Nintendo
weird of you to bring it up, but okay.
So we're going to talk about Smash Brothers now. This is a very Nintendo-focused
episode, I'll just call it that.
I kind of love.
That's what I'll name it when I put this thing together.
So the first thing is that Byleth from Fire Emblem has been announced as a new Smash fighter. I fucking don't
Adam,
give
Adam,
shit
hang on,
at
hang
all.
On, time out. Real quick.
What's
up? I know this is not a popular opinion, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Who the fuck is Byleth?
I guess it's the protagonist from the latest game, which is Fire Emblem Three.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Which I have not played.
Like, okay.
I also
just,
don't care.
This is by no means an original complaint, and I understand that every person on planet Earth has made this before me, but I need to weigh in on this one. I feel like you're going to say the same thing with me. Can we fucking cool it with the Fire Emblem characters?
Thank you. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're on like 11 now? 15?
Yeah, I think there's 8.
That's
technically,
too many.
But
the flagship Mario series doesn't have that many characters represented.
No, it doesn't.
That's too many goddamn characters.
I think it's close, especially when you include because they threw in Daisy, you know, as an Echo.
Okay,
fighter.
You got Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, Bowser, Baby Bowser, Peach, Daisy,
and then you've got. There was one other one that I'm trying to think of right now. Dr. Mario.
Mario. I don't count Dr. Mario or Daisy then, because those are just Echo Fighters, and that's not really a character. Just like we can't count all of the different variations of Baby Bowser.
Okay, yeah. That's,
or Bowser
that's
Jr.,
fair.
Whatever one he is in the game.
Bowser Jr.
Bowser Jr.
That's what he is. Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree with you that Fire Emblem has way too much representation in Smash Brothers. I don't get it. I mean, I guess maybe they're just easy to come up with moves for. Like, it's like, well,
yeah, it's a person with a sword, but you know what? That's not very interesting.
Yeah,
sorry. And also, I've never played your stupid game. I've never played your stupid fucking rock, paper, scissors RPG bullshit, all right? I've never played a Fire Emblem game in my life. Where's my Phoenix Wright? Where's my Phoenix Wright addition to Smash Bros? I would play this him way before I'd play by fucking Lucina or whatever that girl version of Marth is.
Lucina.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah, they're all stupid. Guy with dragon hand is stupid. The fucking...
I actually do... I like the dragon one just because it is slightly different than the other
ones. Yeah, it's slightly different.
Because at least it's unique because it turns into a fucking dragon.
I guess.
That's something.
Like, if you're going to do Fire Emblem, just pick the protagonist characters only then. At least give us, like the one with the spell book or whatever that you play as with, like, the sword and the book.
Robin.
Whatever, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Like, fine. I guess I get why that one's in there for, like, the representation of the series. Fine. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, Christ almighty, I don't know who... all these characters can't be important. Like,
no.
I know that Fire Emblem has, like, a ginormous cast, because you have all those, like, random characters you're supposed to bump uglies to make all the endings and stuff, but, like, Jesus tap dancing Christ, they can't all be represented in this game.
And so many of them are so fucking similar. Like, you've got Crom, who is, like, what? Isn't he just Marth and Ike
shoved
together?
Oh my god, I actually forgot he was in the game.
Yeah, Crom. Yeah, yeah, he exists.
Yeah, you got Marth and Roy and Ike and Crom, apparently, mm-hmm. and Dragon Hand yep. guy, and now this new one, and the Robin, the protagonist one, and, god, who else am I missing?
And Lucina. Yeah, there you go. And Roy.
Yeah, I forgot
Roy
about Roy.
Is
yeah.
as well. Uh-huh.
Great.
I think that's about
yeah,
it.
That's all. Just that many of them.
Yeah, it's just
there's,
like...
So there's, what, 3 Kirby characters, 2 Donkey Kong characters, like 6 Mario characters, 35 Fire Emblem characters.
Actually, I do think it's crazy that Kirby doesn't have more representation.
Well, there's not like, that many Kirby characters. That's fine. But, like, you could give me, like, the Waddle Dee with the spear on the headband, like he's been in a couple games.
Yeah,
they could put that guy in there.
Yeah, they could do. Now that they've bothered to include Piranha Plant,
yeah,
they can
anything can be a character.
Literally
now.
Anyone. like as soon as that was done.
Oh my god,
Piranha
dude! Do you know how much money I would pay to have a DLC like snow, like Ice Climbers combo pairing of a Goomba and a Paracoopa?
Dude, that sounds awesome.
God, I would be so excited to play as a Paracoopa and a Goomba.
Like, there's just so many fucking characters just in general in the game that I don't know anything about.
Where's a la carte? Why isn't a la carte in this game?
Yeah, oh man, yeah. I mean, isn't he like a background character or something in one of the stages? Isn't that a thing?
No, that's Dracula.
Way off. Oh, that's Dracula.
And Dracula is in the game. He's a boss in the boss rush thing.
Yeah, yeah. Dracula is technical, but you can't play.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Alucard's a sword guy, like, technically, but he's like a vampire. He's got cool vampire powers. You can, like, whoosh around and turn into mist and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you could make him an interesting sword guy, at least, and he wouldn't be a fucking Fire Emblem character again.
Also, oh, okay, I've got one for you. Something that it's insane to me that they haven't included more characters from. Where the fuck are all the Sonic characters? There are so goddamn many Sonic characters.
Yeah, but, in their defense,
where's Knuckles?
All of them are garbage.
Where's Tails? I mean, where's Knuckles, Tails, fucking Amy maybe as an assist trophy.
I think she is an assist trophy.
Shadow.
I think Shadow's also an assist trophy. I think actually Knuckles is an assist trophy too, isn't he?
I think he is.
Well, there
yeah,
you go.
I
that answers
right.
that question.
They made Knuckles. I fucking hate that. However,
where's my boy
they did
Waluigi?
Also announce, yeah, I mean, he should honestly be included. And I don't even like. I don't care for Waluigi
no,
at
he's
all.
Stupid.
But like, I hate Waluigi. Fuck Waluigi. Wah. But he should be in Smash Brothers. Like he's a big part of the Mario franchise.
Well,
he'd be big,
hard to put
but...
in there though, because like, who would you make him? Are you gonna make him his own character or make him like an Echo character? Because you can't
no,
make him an
make
Echo
him
of Wario.
Character. No, not no, no. You can't get away with that because Wario has his own.
Yeah, so
like,
you'd have
franchise.
To make him something unique, but that'd be really hard because he's only in
the,
shitty sport game
best...
crossovers.
I think best case scenario, you would have to make him an echo of Luigi. I think that's the only thing that you could
maybe,
possibly
I
do.
Guess. Yeah, it could work, I guess, maybe.
Because they have similar, what's the word, dimensions. You know? I mean, the whole point.
Waluigi's well, I mean, like a lot taller than Luigi is.
Well,
but I could.
Okay,
I guess I could see him doing
true.
That stupid sideways headbutt and stuff. I mean, it could happen, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the point is, you could be trying hard to come up with things that are not Fire Emblem characters. For real, like...
Yes, yes. They also announced that there's a Fighter Pass 2, which is going to include 6 new fighters, and I swear to God they better not include a single Fire Emblem character. We're good. We're done. That's it. Please, please stop now. I am so done.
Throw some
Fire
Bomberman
Emblem,
in there
but
or something.
I am... Oh, yeah. I think Bomberman is an assist trophy, which I
yeah, but
a
they could be upgrading
were
some of these
by.
Guys into full character status.
I mean, I would like that, but I just don't think they're going to do it.
Hey, in Melee, there was talks of putting Excitebike Racer in the game. So, like...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You could put anybody in here.
I'm trying to think of other characters. Oh, yeah. I got one for you, which I'm super irritated that this was included as a Mii costume. They included Altair from the original Assassin's Creed as a Mii costume. Man, he should be his own fucking character. Are you fucking kidding me? Can you imagine how awesome it would be to have the, like, not only have Altair or any of the assassins be a character, but then he could get his own stage? Think of how cool that stage would
be.
Yeah,
I'd love to, like, play Smash Bros. Like, in random Israeli desert town.
Come on, there could be different levels to the buildings and shit. There could be like a little eagle point where you can, like, you know, where you can fight slash jump off.
Yeah, it feels like it would just look an awful lot like Ness's town, but like with,
I mean,
like shitty,
yeah,
it'd like be just like a clay bungalows that, rather than like, you know, cartoon village, which is fine, you know, whatever. I mean, there's probably gonna be hay bales and stuff you have to jump into when you jump off of the eagle
or
point.
Like, Or they could do like a tour thing. You know how like what is it? Bayonetta's stage at, like, you know, it's constantly moving and traveling. They could have the Animus like fade out, like fade into white, and then take you to a different place. You know what I mean? Like, it could be like Renaissance Italy, and then it could be like on a pirate ship.
Okay, as an active stage, that actually sounds pretty dope. I think that would be cool.
Doesn't that sound awesome? How cool would that be?
The problem is that you have to play as an Assassin's Creed character in your weird Nintendo property, and I don't think any Assassin's Creed games, especially that one, are available on the Switch.
Nope. That's not true. They just recently released Assassin's Creed 4, 3, and Rogue all on the Switch.
None of which contain Altair in them.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, Altair. I'm sorry. I was still thinking of the pirate ship. I was thinking of Edward. Yeah, no, you're right. That
so
Altair
he was a weird
is
choice.
Not available on any
Nintendo
console.
Yeah, especially since he's
Nintendo
like
console.
Definitely not the face of the brand.
No, he's, I mean, he is the original face of the brand.
Yeah, he's
he is
the guy from the first
assassin,
game,
but
that he has definitely been overshadowed. He's the Oswald the Rabbit to the Mickey Mouse of Ezio.
Yes, I completely agree with that. Like, Ezio is the, like, face of the Assassin's Creed franchise. You could very maybe make an argument for, like, maybe Bayek in the for like the new generation of fans, but he's the guy from Assassin's Creed Origins.
Was he in one game?
Maybe he is.
Doesn't
in
count.
One game. Okay, that's like what they do now. They only make everybody is only in one game now.
That's because
Ezio
they don't care about that
one.
Anymore. It's not about the story because the whole traveling back and visiting memories thing has gone by the wayside because that franchise has lost itself entirely.
I mean, you're fucking right, but I say that I actually really enjoyed the latest games, but from like a purely narrative perspective and like trying to make sense of the story that they're trying to tell, they were dog shit. Mm-hmm. They were fun as hell, and the stories were good stories, but they didn't tie into each other very well at all, and they were just fucking dumb.
All right, I got it. We'll just have one character called the Assassin, and his alternate costumes will just be the different characters. There you go. Fixed it.
There you go. That's
They'll
acceptable.
Probably all play
can,
the same.
I could work with that.
Or at least all the ones with hidden blades would.
I mean, most of them have hidden blades. I really think
well,
that...
Well, they
the
basically all have hidden blade
Cassandra,
and
but...
sword, right? Like, at least one point or another, everybody's got a sword.
I think... Let's see. Altair, yes. Ezio, yes. Connor, yes. Yes, everyone has a sword.
There you go.
Yes.
You can just make it... Or does everybody have throwing knives? Or some manner of throwable weapon?
No. Not, no.
Okay.
Not everybody. All
right. Well, that was going to be tougher.
Well,
then.
Wait. Actually, I think they do, now that I think about it.
Oh, no, wait. Actually, it doesn't matter at all, because the characters all share their different stuff from all their different time periods anyway. Like, Link's boomerang
That's
is
true.
A mix and match of all his shit, so it doesn't matter. As long as everybody's got a sword, you're good.
If I had to pick a single character, I would pick Ezio, but I recognize that he was in Stupid Soul Calibur, so maybe they don't want to do that. So,
oh, okay,
fine.
No, I got it again. We'll just do it like a Wario thing where he has four colors of two costumes. One Altair and one Ezio. There you go. Solved it. Done.
That would
easy peasy.
That would be fine.
Lemon squeezy.
I would accept that. That would be
You can
totally
even give him
right
the different capes from the different regions that he goes into.
Yeah,
there you go.
That'd be so cool.
See, look
at
what
man,
I know about the Assassin's Creeds.
Yeah, look at you, Steve.
Look at
I'm
me
so
go. I played that one.
The only, I'm trying to think of other ones that I would want. I like Cassandra, or I guess she's called the Eagle Bearer, because Ooh. It could be either Cassandra or the other one whose name I can't, Alexios, from the most recent game. The most recent game, it's Cassandra or Alexios.
Just the Roman one?
Pick who you, yeah, it's the, yeah, or Greek actually, all right. But yes. It's a really good game, but I would prefer they not choose her/him as the protagonist, because they're not as iconic. Like, they don't have a hidden blade, they typically don't wear a hood, and they just don't feel like an assassin.
So you're saying they shouldn't pick a character from a game that's not recognizable to lots of folk, because that would be stupid.
Yep, that's what I'm saying, Steve.
Great. Glad we got to the bedrock of that argument. Goddamn fucking Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem is stupid, and you can fucking fight me on that. I don't care about your stupid permadeath RPG.
I'm just gonna keep thinking about Assassin's Creed. I think Bayek is an option. I wouldn't mind that. I always forget about Syndicate. What are the names?
Yeah, they had a
guys?
Grappling hook and stuff in that one.
Yeah, the grappling hook and Evie and wasn't Edward? What the fuck? I can't remember. I did not love that
Johnny
game very
Two-Teeth.
Much.
His name was probably Johnny Two-Teeth.
It's Johnny Two-Teeth, sure.
That'd be my London.
I would prefer they not touch that shit, because fuck.
No, they had to add a costume where his face is gone and his teeth and eyes are free floating in space.
Oh my god, stop. No, that's Unity. That's what you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
Of. You're
they all just blur together for me. I don't know.
I know. I know all the details of each one, but that's Unity. That's Arno. He's an option, but a lot of people don't like Arno, so I wouldn't really pick him. I think the best choices would be Ezio, Bayek, or Edward. Because Edward is fucking awesome and everyone loves pirates.
It's true.
So that one would be all right. I could accept that. Connor, maybe, but I doubt that they would do that. No one even remembers Connor. So like,
that's the guy from 3, right?
You can just skip that. Yeah, it's the guy from 3. Yeah. So
I still have that tomahawk from that one.
Or the other option would be that they could have the new one, because I think that they're doing like a Viking game next. They could have whoever the fuck that is. Which
Bjorn.
Would be really
His
cool
name is
if
probably
to
going
that.
To be Bjorn.
Bjorn. Maybe. I don't know.
Viking doesn't seem like the kind of setting for an assassin of any kind, because they have to get naked and scream at people covered in blue paint while they charge at them, which is not a very assassin thing to do.
No, not really. But come on, dude. In fucking, what is the name of it? Odyssey? Like, the main character, the Eagle Bearer, is a fucking mercenary. Like, she/he is not an assassin, at all.
I mean, what is a mercenary but a non-stealthy assassin?
I guess, but, like, yeah, I mean, you're kind of talking about how, like, you know, how could they be an assassin? They're running at the enemy,
well,
and it's like, that's
okay, but
what
country
what
or whatever
does.
They in that one?
In the Viking?
No,
one,
in the or... Odyssey.
Oh, it's Greece.
Yeah. Like, I could see that setting having the possibility for a sneaky stabby.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
I can't imagine anybody on a Viking longship with a cow horn helmet and a wooden plank shield and a tiny little straight sword running at somebody wearing cow hides and a necklace made of fingers and stabbing them right between the beard knots and then saying something about, I don't know, whatever proverb, and then wiping their blood on a feather. It just doesn't happen. I can't even imagine it.
I guess. I will admit that I have some issues with the fact that you're right. They won't feel very assassinate.
That being said, Vikings
really,
are pretty cool,
really,
so
I would really, really like it if Assassin's Creed were to try to go back to its roots a little bit more and
maybe
do something just a little bit. Like, you know, not have the main character be so ridiculously overpowered that they can win any fight with ease. Like, I really think that they should maybe like go more towards having like, I think of like Jedi Fallen Order, where it's like you are very powerful, but it's kind of in your best interest to be smart about shit. I mean, I think that they should. I wish that Fallen Order had more of a stealth aspect, but like, I think if you just basically did Fallen Order, but with more stealth, that would be a great Assassin's Creed game. That sounds awesome.
So Dark Souls, but, then.
I guess, but with more stealth.
So like the whole Dark Souls then.
Oh, I haven't played a lot.
Yeah, you
of
can
Dark
absolutely
Souls,
just
so.
Sneak up behind somebody with a battle axe and then like stealth take down them by clubbing them in the head with it.
Oh, that's cool. All right, I didn't know that. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, so I guess that. I want it to be more Dark Souls, but maybe not quite that difficult, because I am not very good at games.
That's fair.
Fallen Order was actually difficult for me at times. Mm-hmm. and I've heard that that one is not anywhere near as difficult as Dark Souls or Sekiro. Sekiro? Whatever.
Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice. Great game.
Yeah, Sekiro.
Definitely completed
it. I heard
it.
Wait, I thought you hated it.
I did.
What?
It's ass. Bad game. 2 out of 10. Would never play again.
I thought you just said good game.
I did. I was using a sarcastic unit of transition.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. I was about to say. I was like, I remember you hating that game.
It was a rhetorical device, Adam.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve, for explaining. Mm-hmm. The other thing that they announced in this thing is that Cuphead is also coming as a Mii costume.
Thank God. Why isn't Cuphead just an actual character then? Why are they doing these Mii costume
things
and
really
not
cool
just
to
making
have
them characters?
That as,
instead of, I don't know, like a fucking Fire Emblem character. Not that I'm bitter.
Yeah, you just keep going on and on about this fucking Fire Emblem.
Yeah, because it's still bullshit.
It is such bullshit. Like, it's like, I paid money for an additional Fire Emblem character.
Yeah,
like,
you sure
are you
did,
kidding
buddy.
Me?
Yeah, like the rest like of them were bastards. Unique. It's like, oh, a PD Piranha. That's wacky and fun. Oh, the guy from Persona. Never played that stupid game, but that's different at least. Okay. Who else was there? Yeah. That fucking mm-hmm. guy from Streets of Rage? All right, that's funny. I can deal with that. And then, oh, Fire Emblem mm-hmm. character. Who all right, you show me anybody
well,
who
there's
actually...
also Banjo-Kazooie. They
yeah,
have Banjo
and Banjo-Kazooie.
Kazooie.
That's another
that
good
awesome.
One.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, you,
I fucking
you
love
show
that.
Me somebody who likes Fire Emblem characters, and I'll show you a fucking liar.
I mean, there are Fire Emblem fans out there.
Who? Give me their names.
There's just
show me one of them.
I met one when I was in college, but
who?
I don't.
Where
know
are they
name.
At right now? What's their address?
I don't
What's
know,
their address?
Steve, it was years ago. Years ago. Okay.
Well, let me just say this, people on the streets. I've never played your stupid franchise before, but let me tell you, it's left a bad taste in my mouth because of what it represents. It might be the greatest RPG of all time. It might make Chrono Trigger look like a fucking mobile game, but I'm still never going to be happy about it because of how it's infected my other game with its presence. So you can just take your stupid goddamn rock, paper, scissors bullshit and real-time strategy and permadeath hard mode, and you can go fuck yourself. Not right, that I'm
Steve.
Bitter.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on now because I think that you've said all that needs to be said.
Okay.
I think that's a good place to end that on.
Whew.
So we're gonna now.
Well, I just need a minute.
We're now going.
Get the blood pressure down.
All right.
Okay. Continue.
All right. Continue. Okay. This is our last piece of news. So we have now gotten our first look at the Morbius film, which is going to star Jared Leto. From Sony, and it is a superhero film, and so Spider-Man is in it as a graffiti thing, and it says murderer, which makes me think that, well, spoiler alert, that this is somehow tied into Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, I'm thinking this takes place pretty soon thereafter he's outed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And at the very end of the trailer, they reveal Michael Keaton, who I think it's safe to assume is the Vulture. Like, he is Michael Keaton as the Vulture, who, like, talks to Morbius. I feel weird about this. What do you think, Steve?
Well, first of all, I think it's fun that Jared Leto is now among the ranks of people who are in both DC and Marvel movies. That's fun.
I also like that. I think that that's... This is such a strange choice to make a Morbius film.
It
like,
is.
It's like, why are we doing... Like, this is a character that almost no one remembers. Mm-hmm. The only reason I know him is because of the fucking Spider-Man cartoon.
Yep.
Like, that's it.
Yep.
That's the only
that's
reason.
Where I think most people remember him
not,
from.
I have not seen him or in anything, and I have not read of him in any comic. And I've read a few comics, not a ton.
Yeah,
but
I like feel like a they solid. Have the luxury. Okay, two things are working in their favor. Number one, Marvel can do no wrong. And number two, Spider-Man is super popular, and you can put him in any movie against anybody, and people are probably still going to love it because it's probably still going to be great.
Steve, the thing I would say to that is that this isn't being made by Marvel Studios. This is made by Sony.
I understand.
This is made by the same people who made Venom.
I understand.
And you think this is going to be okay just because it kind of sort of has Spider-Man in it?
No, but I didn't really? Say that. I'm just saying that's why they made it.
Okay.
Because you were saying, why would they make this character? And I'm telling you why they're making it. Because they can. Because there is nothing they can't do now. Yeah. That being said, I don't have exceptional hopes for it, but I think the trailer made it look like it will not be the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. So...
Yeah, actually, I
a nice the trailer level, even bad. Middle ground to start with before my opinions are too colored, I guess. Which is as good as you can hope for, really.
Yeah, I mean that's true. I don't know. It looks kind of fun. I liked the special effects for his like echolocation and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that looked interesting. Jared Leto is such a weird guy that like. I guess he's a good actor, but like,
isn't it weird you have to qualify that with a I guess? Like you have to really think about it, you know?
Yeah, it's like when I think of like him in Suicide Squad, it's like, okay, I didn't like the character you were playing at all, but I can't say you weren't playing it well. I just didn't like the way you were playing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I sort of get what you were going for, and I think you did a good job at going for this thing that I think is a dumb idea.
Yeah, you succeeded in doing the thing that was bad, but you perfectly executed the bad thing in a good way, so you did a good job of being bad.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And I've heard that he was really good in, Blade Runner 2048, I think is what it's called. If that's
sure.
2051. I don't
20
know.
Something, got it. In the year 20XX.
The Blade Runner sequel. I've heard he was really good in that. I've not seen that. I really want to, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And I've heard he's good in other movies. I saw him in Dallas Buyers Club. I did not like that movie very much either, but I thought that he played the part well, again. So it's like, I don't know if I should be excited for this movie. No, that's just not.
You shouldn't
accurate.
Be excited, but I don't think excited. This is one we can just go, oh, that's automatically bad. Because it didn't give me the impression that it looked like shit. It just gave me the impression of, okay, I'll need to see more.
Yeah. Yes, I concur with that assessment. And I wish I remembered when it came out, because I think it's next year. I want to see.
I don't know. But I do know that the new Doom comes out in March, so I'm very excited for that.
Oh, no, it comes out in 2020. Oh, yeah, it comes out in July. Shit,
hot ziggity.
Like this year. Oh, man, this is going to be great.
Right around the corner.
Can't wait. Yeah, that'll be... something.
That will be an event of which to go see.
We get to review it this year. I can't wait.
Hot dog. Right. It'll come hot off the heels of our Sonic review.
Oh god, is that this year? That can't be this year.
All right,
is it this year?
I see an awful lot of trailers for it. It must be soon.
Oh god, now I have to look up Sonic, not Sonic, Sonic movie.
That's gotta be right around the corner, right?
Oh shit, yeah, dude, it's it comes out in February 14th.
Bam, there it is.
Dude, it's in like in a few
I'm
weeks.
I'm excited. Are you excited? I'm excited.
Oh god. Are we actually reviewing
Fuck
this?
Yeah.
Are we going to go see
Absolutely
this?
Oh, we are.
Oh god. See, how did we No. All right.
Dude, we
all
are
right,
morally
we
obligated to go see this movie because they made changes for us.
That's true.
They compromised their artistic integrity to make us happy. We have to go see this movie.
I like forgot that this was coming out.
And
this
also,
year completely.
Everybody loves Sonic.
Everybody
loves Sonic.
That's not
that's a fact.
True, but
everybody does. It's true.
Oh, man.
All you have to go to find that out is to go to DeviantArt and see just how much Sonic is referenced.
Stop it. Nope. Stop it.
Go to DeviantArt right now. Type in Sonic tags and find out how many things you can find.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I think there's a lot of... moving on. You know, is the Sonic fan fiction the longest running one, or is it still that Harry Potter one?
I don't know, Steve, and I don't want to think about it.
Well, it's a world record. It's important.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is there
there's some wacky ass fan fiction out there that's the longest written piece of English literature.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I don't remember if it's a Sonic one or a Harry Potter one. My heart tells me it's a Sonic one because that just makes the most sense to me. But I think my brain is remembering it's Harry Potter.
Okay.
But it could be both. I mean, well, at this point, when you have to write like however many chapters that is, like you have to have some crossover, right? Like Thanos has to come to the Harry Potter world and open a space-time rift, and you go into fucking dreamland, and then you...
And does Harry Potter go up his butt?
Probably. Is that... I think you'll find that's the first page, Adam.
Just like Ant-Man. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's what I meant, for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're moving on now to my humble opinion, and I would like to go first.
Well, hang on a minute. We didn't even do the magic hour yet. You chill your rolls.
Oh, God, I forgot about the magic. For some reason, I thought that came after.
Nope, you're just misremembering.
All right. We're moving on to the magic hour.
So I have to try to remember where it is that we're at here. So you let me know if this sounds familiar or not. I believe we are on the Time of Legends still. Negative 2,420 AR to zero.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, don't fucking patronize me. You have no idea. The Battle of Moor's Ridge takes place. Chromium battles and defeats Vivictus Osmati and Palladia Moors.
That's a lot of names right
it
there.
It is a lot of names. They're all names you've already heard, though.
Of course. Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yep. Moving on. Let's keep
going. Okay, then.
Is that it? Is that...
That's it. Just the one sentence.
Okay, wait. So repeat it for me again. Just since it's
all right,
only one sentence.
2,400 or negative 2,420 AR. The Battle of Moor's Ridge takes place. Chromium battles and defeats Vivictus Osmatis and Palladia Moors.
Yeah, I don't remember those names.
Okay,
at all.
Chromium, Vivictus Osmati, and Palladia Moors are all the siblings of Nicol Bolas back from the Dominaria Dragon War that we talked about a million years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's still going on over there.
So, all right. So, fine. So, I get one question. Mm-hmm. Is Chromium the good guy?
No, none of them are good guys. Everybody's a bad guy.
Everybody's a bad... Okay. See, is that all I get?
Yep.
They're all bad guys.
I mean, I guess you could argue that some of them are less evil than others. I'm going to call it chaotic neutral for Chromium, but that's all I...
Wait, so these are all sons or siblings of, like, and their dad or whatever is a dragon?
Well, they're all dragons, too.
Oh, they are all dragons.
Yes.
They're just all dragons. Okay. They are all dragons, and Chromium fought the other two whose names I cannot pronounce.
Vivictus Osmati and Palladia Moors.
Vivictus Osmati and Lady
Palladia
Moors?
Palladia.
Palladia Moors.
Moors. Hyphen. Okay. Palladia hyphen Moors.
Palladia Moors.
It's not hard.
Okay, cool.
It's a perfectly normal name.
Perfectly normal name. Palladia Moors. Hopefully I remember that. I don't think
you
will.
You won't.
But... Palladia Moors. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it several
times. And Vivictus Osmati.
All right. Well, are they all male, or is Palladia Moors a female?
Well, you already asked your question, so that's the end of that.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess cool. All right then, Steve. What an exciting chapter in the Magic Hour.
I mean, it's an important event, kind of.
Okay.
It never really comes up again, but it's important now.
Of course. Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Aren't you invested in the comings and goings of the Dominaria Dragon War?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe name any of the other characters that were a part of that?
Literally, okay. No. Literally,
can you name me a single character from anything I've said at all? Just any of them that wasn't those three.
Weird. I can't remember.
Can
the
you name
names.
Me an event? Now's a good time to check in and see if you're paying attention to all of this time before I see if I'm wasting my time or not.
Okay. All right. I can name a name. Are you ready?
I'll take a name or an event. Either one. Bonus points if you can do both.
Palladium.
No. Those ones don't count.
Damn it. I'm trying to remember now. It's okay. In my defense, it's been a couple of weeks since we did this.
Yeah, since we did the last one. A week but ago. There's been a lot of them before that. Something has to have stuck.
I got
in
married
your...
a week ago.
I don't care.
Thinking about magic.
Get your priorities straight.
Oh my god.
Do you think that fucking C.S. Lewis took time off when he got married to forget about his lore? Do you think J.R.R. Tolkien took time off from the Silmarillion because he got married?
I don't think J.R.R. Tolkien ever took time off from writing. I think he just always was writing something.
Yeah, because he was absolutely insane. But just all you have to do is remember one thing. Give me one thing that I've said at all. God. Any of the things that I've mentioned to you.
Okay. A planeswalker... Mm-hmm. is a person, not always a person, a being who can jump between basically dimensions, right? Mm-hmm. And it's something that, and they all, I think they all jump to the same place when they first planeswalk. I think that sounds familiar, something close
you
to
got
that.
33% of that incorrect, but that's still pretty good. I'll take it.
Planeswalking is a thing. That's a term, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And like they can like jump between dimensions and shit.
Planes,
right?
If you will.
Planes, yeah, obviously.
They're walking
them. It's the
same. Sure.
Yeah, they're yes. At least I remember the term planeswalking.
Yeah, that is thoroughly impressive.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on now.
Okay. So basically all you can tell me about the vast history of magic is that planeswalkers is a term for people who walk the planes. Okay. I'm glad that I've used up all of this bandwidth talking to you today.
Yep. Here we are, everybody. Oh, my God.
You know what? If I can remember your stupid Assassin's Creed trivia, your goddamn Star Wars trivia,
bullshit,
you can return the favor.
You can remember Assassin's Creed trivia.
All right. Ask me to tell you one thing about Assassin's Creed. I bet you I can do it.
Okay, fine. But it has to be a game you haven't played. It has to be something that you've only heard from me.
All right.
Okay. God, what have I talked about in regards to... What's...
No. Cassandra... That's not how this works. I tell you a thing. You don't give me a question and I answer it. I didn't do that to you.
Okay, fine. Then tell me something about Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
No. Assassin's Creed.
You have not played.
But
fine, then tell me something about Assassin's Creed.
Alright.
Just tell me something about Assassin's
Creed. The one with the twins is they're twins, and they started a street gang.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
I'll take that. That's true. Fine. Alright.
Okay, then.
Whatever.
Point Steve, I guess.
You point Steve, absolutely. Okay, now we're moving
and
on.
C-3PO and C-3PO got his red arm from a different protocol droid who also melted in some acid rain. There you go.
Oh shit, you actually remember
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That I will give
you. So
you
open your
that
ears next time
you.
I'm talking to you.
All right, man. Fine.
Anyway.
Fine.
Please continue with your humble opinion.
My humble opinion. I am going to talk about Jedi Fallen Order, and I'm going to try to keep this brief because there's a lot to unpack here. So, short version, I really, really like this game. Like, a lot. I have almost completely beaten it. I only have one trophy that I haven't gotten yet. And I already have it basically done. I just have to, like, finish growing the seeds of my terrarium or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I immediately quit doing that.
I'm not surprised.
I got, like, three of them, I think.
Oh yeah, I got all of them. It was a bitch. They're really quite difficult to find.
Yeah,
I had to use a guide.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I played the game instead and had fun.
Yeah, I mean, I also had
not
fun.
Hunting
I beat
seeds.
The game
you
first.
Didn't.
If my biggest complaint about the game right now, since I was recently doing a thing, which was looking for seeds, is that I hate some of the maps. Some of the maps are so fucking convoluted and they make no fucking sense, and you're trying so hard and you're like zooming in. It's mm-hmm. like this weird 3D map and you're trying to zoom in and figure out your path. It's possible, but it is so unintuitive. Fuck those maps.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with that. I have gotten really complacent in my old age, and I didn't realize how much I take fast travel for granted.
Oh my god, do I wish that they had fast
travel.
Yeah,
I was really hoping we unlocked that at some point. It's like, I don't really want to have to walk back to the end of this map to go get where I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's like when you return to a place and it's like, okay, now I have the ability to progress doing these optional things, and it's like, okay, I did the puzzle. I really like to just go back to the ship now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, once you like get the cool force powers or whatever, and it's like, okay, now you need to go to Kashyyyk.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, can I just go there? And it's like, no, you have to walk your ass back.
Yeah. And then you got to get in that stupid goddamn horizontal elevator and watch that little thing ride you back and forth a bunch of times. And it's like, oh, did you not mean to step on that button? Well, I hope you enjoy the trip, because you're going to be in here for the next 50 seconds and there is no escape.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah, I hate that.
That's
when
I just stand there and toggle my lightsaber on and off, because that's how I entertain myself.
I'll like practice my lightsaber stances, and like I'll slash and triangle and do the thing where you pause and then you stab it forward.
Oh, I never did that. It's like mash square button until you win. Alternatively, it's do the force ground pound, smash square until you win.
I always forget about the force ground pound. I think I used it like 3 times.
Oh, I used it a lot towards the end when they start doubling up on the guys that can block you. And I was just like, nope, staggering. Nope, staggering. Nope, staggering.
Oh, dude, my go-to fucking move is force push off cliff.
I didn't do that once. I kind of forgot about the force entirely, if I'm being honest.
Oh, dude. Oh my god, force push off the cliff is the best thing.
Yeah, that
ever.
Sounds funny,
So what I did, like, remember in like, you beat the game, right? Yeah. Okay. Remember in like the Fortress Inquisitorius, when you're like in this fucking gladiator match and there's just wave after wave of enemies coming
at you?
I
do remember this.
Yeah. Well, you could, if you opened the, ground before, there's a button outside of it that you could use to like open up this like gate thing that allows you to push people like, you know, into fire, basically.
Yep.
And dude, I abused the shit out of that. I basically just spent the entire time just running in a circle waiting for my force to come back, and then trying to lure them as close as possible to the fire, and then force pushing them off. Like, that is...
Yeah, I gotta say, you and I played this game very differently, because I basically just played it like Dark Souls, just dodge rolling and stabbing people in the ass with a lightsaber the whole time.
Okay, see, that's just it, is I haven't played Dark Souls.
Well, whenever I get an option to have a dodge roll and there's stamina involved, I played it the same way. I wait for an opening, dodge roll to the left, heart attack, hope I win. I mean, it mostly works.
Did you have difficulties?
I mean, yeah, did you have problems? It was kind of tough in the beginning, but once you get the rhythm, you know, it's not that tough.
Yeah. What difficulty did you play?
Whatever the hardest one was.
You did the hardest one?
I mean, it's hard.
Oh, shit. What the fuck, Steve?
I don't remember if I put it on the... Is the hardest one unlocked right away, or is it one of those Duke Nukem?
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
Then,
it
yeah,
is
I think that's what I did.
Right away. Dude, shit. I did the second hardest one, and I had to lower the difficulty. I had to go to normal or whatever, because I couldn't do it. I was having such a hard time.
Oh, you just got to be insane like me and just have the ability to absorb patterns and, you know, predict like, swing patterns and things.
See, that's just it, is I'm not good at that, and I actually, I okay, that's
it's
not
just
true.
Math.
I got
it's just memorizing.
It.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
It's like when you, what's the lady at the end when you fight her?
No. The lady, oh, the Inquisitor?
Yeah,
the
whatever her name
second
was.
Second Inquisitor?
Yeah.
Or Second Sister?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I fought her a bunch what of times, her? But eventually it just got to the point where it's like, I know what all of your things mean, and I know where I need to be to not have them hit me.
That's where I got with her as well. She was probably my personally, that was my hardest boss fight.
Well, yeah, it's the last boss. It should be the hardest.
Yeah.
Did you you know how she does where she goes into the mode where she throws the lightsabers at you a bunch and she brings down the stupid mouse droid to shoot shit at you?
I don't remember her shooting me with a mouse.
No, or not a mouse. Whatever. The thing from the first movie that goes and finds Qui-Gon Jinn. That thing that hovers around and shoots and it explodes. Droidica? I don't know. Whatever. The thing that explodes when you kill them.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, whatever. Maybe she doesn't have that on your difficulty. I don't know. But she brings down a droid and shoots at you.
That might be true.
But hilariously, you can do that thing where you like pull it towards you and you can hack it with your little buddy. And I actually just stood there blocking and having it shoot her for a lot of the fight. And she doesn't change her tactics at all from throwing the lightsaber at you until the droid dies. So if you get it right, you can actually have her throw the lightsaber into a wall a bunch of times instead of hitting you and have the droid shoot her in the face. And then there's that thing where, like, you know, it'll go into cutscene mode where you clash and then you have to like mash the button to like do the lightsaber thing.
Yeah,
I was a mile away from her and I just like teleported in front of her and started doing that cutscene when my droid finally got
That is something that I noticed that happened a lot was there was a lot of glitchy weirdness. Like this game had was not very well optimized.
I did fall through a floor once that never appeared, but that was about as worse as I got.
That happened to me several times. There was the loading times.
Oh my God, the loading times were unbearably bad. Like every time I died, it wasn't even frustrating that I died. It was frustrating that I had to watch the loading screen again.
And it's such a boring loading screen. Like it's just this stupid thing like, rotating in the corner.
I always just put my controller down and went to go do something else while that happened because it's like, oh my God, I'm about to be here for like 2 minutes waiting for this goddamn thing to load. Or not to load, as the case may be.
It was such a freaking problem. And I actually, the other thing I really liked about the game was I really, really liked the story overall. I didn't love Cal as a character. I thought that he was fine. But
he was serviceable. He got the message across.
It worked. Mm-hmm. I thought that the actor did an okay job, but I thought his voice was just kind of hard to understand sometimes, which I didn't like.
Yeah,
I did not care for the actor.
Here's the thing I liked best about Cal. He has a double-sided lightsaber.
Yeah.
And that's cool as fuck.
But
I don't mean to hijack your humble opinion here. I also played it recently.
It's fine. Let's just talk about it.
So, like,
it's fine.
The double-sided lightsaber is cool until everybody has one, and then it stops being cool. Mm. You know? Because everybody you have in the game has a double-sided lightsaber. Everybody.
I mean, I guess that's true.
I guess there's a chance you could go through the game and not find that guy's laboratory and get the second half of your lightsaber, but you automatically get one at the end when you combine the hilt of that other lady's with yours. So you still get two lightsabers, or a double-sided one, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you will get a double-sided lightsaber.
And missed opportunity, in my opinion, because they gave you the option to have a detachable lightsaber, but they didn't give you the option to have two lightsabers.
That was such a complaint. I was so excited.
I saw him detach him, and I was
Yeah, I had the exact same fucking thought. I was like, ooh. I was like, so I can have them in both hands? Yeah. And no.
You just do one awkward combo move with them, and then you put them away.
You can only throw it, or you can do this stupid, like, combo, like, chwa thing. Yeah. And it's like, man, fuck that. Like, I wanted to dual-wield lightsabers. That sounded dope as fuck.
Yeah, that is so much better.
By the way, Steve, what lightsaber color did you
I cycled through a lot of them. I changed it a lot, but the one I landed on at the end was yellow because I had an entirely red lightsaber hilt and a yellow blade, and it looked like the McDonald's saber, and that's how I went through the rest of the game.
See, personally, I liked the really light blue one. I think it's cyan. I really liked the cyan. I thought that looked good.
Yeah, it's too close to regular blue.
I actually really dug the purple as well. I thought the purple looked good. Yeah. Like, the way that the light, like, just looked, it was just like, oh,
yeah,
man.
I liked Force Unleashed better because you got, like, 50 colors.
I do think that there should have been some more colors. And also, why the hell didn't they include red? Like, come on.
You're not supposed to be a bad guy.
I know you're not supposed to be a bad guy. And I know that in canon or whatever, that red kyber crystals means that they have been corrupted or whatever. I know that. But it's it's stupid. This is a game, and I want
to. I mean, I absolutely would have picked red if I had the chance to. I'm just, you know,
like, red is cool, man. Yeah.
Also, I don't know about you, but I attached all of the cosmetic things to my lightsaber that would make it the longest.
Oh, really?
I made it as big as I possibly could.
I did that once, but I was like, this looks dumb.
It's so small, you can't really see it. So I wanted to make it as big as possible. So it was like a foot and a half long when I was done with it.
Yeah, like you can make that shit long. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
so damn. I had a big fuck off lightsaber. Then I also tried making it as small as possible, but it's not as doable because it's like still double sided, so it's pretty long. My favorite combinations were entirely pimp gold with green blade or yellow with red hilt.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'm curious, Steve, did you like the game overall? Did you think it was good?
Yeah, it was good. I had fun.
I loved it. I thought it was
I'd like to be able to go back in it again and play it using the Force, because I kind of forgot about it, but in my defense, lightsabers.
I totally feel you. Personally, I used the shit out of Force Pull and Force Push.
I learned them and then never used them on anybody because your force mana pool or whatever is so small that like I just feel like I'm wasting my time doing that because I'm just not gonna have enough to do it. I don't remember what force power I actually wound up using the most. There was definitely one. I just don't remember what it is now. It must have been like whatever the first one was. What was the first one you got?
Oh, it was the freeze or whatever.
Yes. That's what I used the most.
Yeah, I liked that one too. It was funny, actually, that once I got the Force Pull and Force Push, I forgot that I had Freeze.
Like, okay, see, you and me just played this way different then. I just used Force Freeze to slow down the option for me to dodge roll things better.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whereas it sounds like you were just picking up things and throwing them into walls and stuff, which is the more Jedi way of playing the game, I guess, but...
Yeah. All right. There was this whole point where I was having this hell of a time with this one puzzle on Dathomir where you're supposed to like force push this thing and then you're supposed to freeze it. And I had completely forgotten that freezing was even a thing. And so I was like trying to climb this thing super fucking fast and it kept, you know, getting pulled back and I was like, what the fuck? Why can't I get it to stay in place?
And then I ended up,
I like looked it up and it was a bitch to find online because like it seems so obvious, you know,
that exact same problem with a different thing that wasn't even a puzzle. Do you remember the train in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Well, there's this part where you jump down from a car onto a lower car and you're supposed to like shimmy around the side Uncharted style.
Sure.
But I'm blind and I couldn't see the shimmyable wall. So I just threw my face into this wall a bunch of times I couldn't get to, and I jumped into that exact spot, but I guess I just didn't do it quite right, and I didn't automatically grab the wall, so I just thought that wasn't it, you know? So I just ran around this thing, I jumped off the side a bunch of times, like there was supposed to be a lower platform, waiting for the loading screen every time, and then I looked it up, and it's like, why has nobody else had problems with this puzzle? This is impossible. And then I was like, walk through... half an hour or first half hour of game and I was like, okay, this is it, and I scrubbed through it and it's like, oh my god, you literally just jump on the wall. Okay, I feel like an idiot. And then like that was the end of that. I never had to look up a puzzle after that, but it was like, man, that just makes me look so stupid.
There were
I'm glad nobody was here to see that.
There was like two or three puzzles that I had to look up the solution to because I was just having a bitch of a time with it.
You just gotta brain it.
Yeah, I was not at my best. I'm not gonna lie.
In the one temple where you have to like force grab the fire things and throw them at the reeds to burn them. Yeah, I cheated on one of those. I glitched it through a wall.
That's awesome.
I don't think that's how you were supposed to solve the puzzle, but that's how I solved the puzzle.
Yeah, did you get all the chests and shit, or did you not bother?
No, I didn't get. I mean, I got ones that I thought was pretty obvious. Like if it was like walk down path A instead of path B, I went and got it. But I didn't really go hunt for them. Okay, but most of the shit you get is irrelevant because this guy's. I never wore a poncho of any kind. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah, I definitely.
I turned off poncho.
Oh, no, man, you gotta wear the.
And I got the one robot color combination that makes him baby blue and pink, and that was good enough for that. And there was no part of the lightsaber that was longer than the starting end, so I never had to change that part. And the parts in the middle didn't matter. So I didn't really go hunting for that stuff. I found it when I found it, but I never really went to go seek it out.
Yeah,
never
really
bothered. Also, the spaceship colors, I didn't care about that. I was just disappointed when I found those.
Yeah, honestly, like, I liked the idea of the different hilts and stuff for the lightsaber, and I liked the idea of different ponchos and shit, just because it's like, oh, look at me, I'm wearing a pink poncho. That's kind of fun, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did find the pink poncho.
Yeah, yeah, you defeated Ogdo Bogdo, thank God, good for you. I had such a hard time with that, but...
What's an Ogdo Bogdo?
Ogdo Bogdo is the... It's like the boss on the first planet. It's the giant frog that you fight in like the pit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I also cheesed that one. Turns out if you walk back into the cave, he can't reach you, and you can just walk in there, punch him in the face once, and roll out again.
Oh man, I hate you so much.
Dude, you just gotta break the game.
Because, you know, it's one of the first hard bosses that you can fight. And so I was just like, oh, yeah, I can defeat this boss. I understand the combat. I fucking didn't. I died
the first time I ran in there, too. And then I just didn't fight him that way again.
Oh, man. You're such a cheater. I fucking hate you.
It's called strategy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure it is. Whatever. Man, that I hated that fucking fight, dude. It was the worst. Yeah, but
pro strats.
I really, really liked this game. I think it's exactly the Star Wars game I have been hoping for. I would actually argue it is better than The Force Unleashed. I think it's the
it's better in every conceivable way except that one thing.
Okay, just checking. I fucking loved it. I really, really liked the game. I don't know if
I tell a lie. It's not as good as The Force Unleashed because The Force Unleashed had two lightsabers.
Oh, whatever.
Lame. This one only had 1.5 lightsabers.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, it was one double-bladed lightsaber.
It broke into 1.5 lightsabers because the other one was like 2/3 a lightsaber and one was 1/3 a lightsaber. Also, I didn't like how there was a big obvious like break on there in the middle, but not in the middle. It was like off to the right a little bit. Where lightsaber separated. That. Why wasn't the lightsaber break in the middle?
Yes. No, I mean, I absolutely despise that. I don't understand why the fuck they would have this ugly-ass connection between the old lightsaber and the new lightsaber that you can't customize. Like, you can customize everything else, and you can't customize that, and it looks awful.
It's super obvious and in the way.
It was honestly one of the, in my opinion, like one of the worst decisions in the entire game. Like, it pissed me off so much. I remember trying so many different combinations to see if I could like somehow change it in some way. And nope, not at all. And it sucked.
I also wish you could change the individual sides of the lightsaber's colors.
I also wish that. I would like to have blue and green.
I would have done.
Just to start with, and then I would like to have blue and red.
Exactly.
How cool would it be to have blue and red? That would have been badass as fuck.
Also, our lightsabers disconnect and whatever, and they're two pieces now, how come I can't change the colors on one side and then the other? Why can't they be different metals? Why can't I have Durasteel on one side and, like, gold on the other?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Yeah, I think that the customization was cool, but I think that they could have gone even further with it.
Mm-hmm. They gotta make it like WWE superstar levels of combinations where I can start putting stickers on my forehead and things.
Another really cool thing about the lightsabers is that all of the pieces that you can find are available as pieces at Galaxy's Edge to build your own lightsaber.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. You can build your own lightsaber at the Galaxy's Edge.
Well, most of them just looked like they were pieces of other characters' lightsabers.
Yeah, a lot of them were pieces. Like, you know, there's like Vader's lightsaber and Luke's
lightsaber. The big obvious like black lines one, that's a Vader thing or an Anakin thing. And like the the weird top looks like a top of a vase. That's a Obi-Wan thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did try to recreate some of the lightsabers if I had the combinations for them, but I swiftly went back to my McFry lightsaber.
Yeah.
The ultimate combo piece.
That's fucking great. I love that. Man, I just want to go play this game again. Like, I'm honestly considering...
New Game Plus should have been a thing.
I think I'm just going to start a new game on the highest difficulty now that I, like, know how to play combat and see if I can actually, like, do it. Like, as a challenge.
Out of curiosity, what was the favorite upgrade on the upgrade tree that you got?
Oh gosh, my favorite upgrade.
Because I know what mine is. It's easy, hands down, 100%.
I think it's got to be the force powers get regenerated when you use a health pack. That's got to be the number one.
That's Bush League. The best upgrade is automatically deflect lasers while running.
That is a good one.
That is a game changer. I don't know how you are expected to beat this game without that. Well, like, how am I supposed to fight the walkers if I can't automatically deflect lasers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's... luckily I never had to find out because I got that one pretty early on. But like, I don't know how you're supposed to do it. Like, this game is so hard if you have to run past guys. Because I don't know about you, but I never fought every enemy. After I cleared an area the first time, I just ran through everybody the second time around, like I did in those kinds of games.
See, that's just I can't speak. That's the thing, is that I'm the kind of person who doesn't like leaving an area with enemies in it, but I had to change my opinion on that because, like, there are times when it's just like, I don't want to waste fucking health packs fighting these, you know, fighting these fucking enemies. I'm just going to keep going.
But that's just it, right? Like, I agree that I would all go to an area and like, oh, bad guys, I have to kill every bad guy here. But since it's doing that goddamn respawn thing, it's like, I can't be bothered to do this every time.
I just can't. Yeah. I would like to completely kill everything, but I just can't because like, I'm just going to waste all my fucking time and all my health packs for no real reason. Like they give you such a small amount of experience that it's like almost never worth it. Like,
also, I like how that lady from the Darth Maul planet shows up and does nothing.
See,
they recruited her to be on the team, and she didn't help at all.
She helped a little bit. She saved us at the very end. She jumped into the water and like.
Well, you know, okay, yeah, she helps you in that fight, but I mean, like after the sexual tension dies down and you join her or she joins the team or whatever and you go off in the spaceship, which she seems remarkably comfortable with coming from a, you know, what is effectively like a Bronze Age planet, but whatever.
That
was just fine. I mean, she's hot, so it's fine.
I think she is hot, but I think my biggest issue with her character is that they made her join the team so late in the game. Like,
and then she didn't have a chance to do anything.
She should have joined like halfway through. Like, there is no reason for her to join in the last like hour of the game.
Yeah,
like,
they kind of wanted to set her up as like an opposite of you. I really struggle with that sentence, but what I'm trying to say is they keep giving her like the guy was like, we have to do this because it's the right thing to do. And she's always the one being like, is it the right thing to do, though? Are you sure? Or are you just convincing yourself it's the right thing to do? And that kind of stuff pays off a little bit better when you're on the team for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, I completely agree.
We never even got to see how her opinions or like rationalizations for these things affected the outcome at all, because we kind of had already decided what the plan was by that point.
Yeah, I really liked that, like, the ending. I really liked that he decided to destroy the holocron and not try to seek out all these kids because he saw that vision and he knew that it wasn't going to work out and that it was, you know, that's not the right path or whatever. And I love that he listened to her and he was like, no, you're right. All I'm going to be doing is making these kids a target, so I just have to destroy the list so that they can't be found. I loved that, but I think that it could have been built up more, a lot more. Like you said, they could have had her join way earlier, and they could have had her questioning things the entire time. Like, there's just really no reason for her. Like, her character could have very easily been combined with the second sister, and, like, the game could have ended with her questioning. Like, the whole game, she could have been questioning why you are trying to do what you're doing, and then at the very end, she could, she could reject being an Inquisitor. She could have joined your team. You could have destroyed the holocron, and then you all sail off into happy fun land, and everything.
Could
is great.
I guess?
Like, they could have done that. There's a lot that they could have done. I think that the story had like was really strong.
But then we wouldn't have a sexy Force Witch.
That's true.
She uses the Force in ways that are not at all like the Force, but magic doesn't exist in this world, so we had to call it the Force.
No, it does. Magic exists.
How does that differ from the Force?
So the Force, the way that the Force works basically is it works the way you expect it to, and it works the way that you believe it will. So it's perfectly all right for her magic to work the way that it works, because it's just like the way that she's been trained. It's what she, it's the,
that sounds like some weak ass rationalization, but okay.
Okay. Well,
basically you're just telling me that everything works the way it does because I think it does.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm telling you.
Okay, well, that's some George Lucas-ass bullshit, but okay, that's fine.
It very much is George Lucas-ass bullshit, and I kind of love him for it. He's a crazy old coot, and I love him.
All right, that's fair enough. Well, she was cool. Also, this game fucking is awesome because Vader's in it, and they absolutely did him perfectly.
Oh my god, Vader was perfect. I completely agree. I love that he was only in that final, like, mission. Mm-hmm. I love that they didn't tease him at all at any point. Like, you know, you start to question whether or not he's ever gonna show up, and then he fucking does, kills the girl, and and you're running the fuck away from him while he's disintegrating.
This isn't like a fight Darth Vader thing. This is like a Darth Vader is unkillable, just try to live.
Yeah, yes.
And it's like, that's perfect. Because, like, I was a little worried that they were going to have you fight him, because, like, the Star Wars games seem to, like, to do that with their Vader-era protagonists, make you take him on and win or survive or whatever, like, it's like Starkiller does in the Unleashed games.
Yeah,
I don't buy that. He's supposed to be the most powerful Sith villain guy ever. Like, you shouldn't be able to beat him unless your name is Luke Skywalker. And then you didn't even really beat him anyway.
Completely agree.
I'm glad they did that the correct way.
And it works so well with the way that the game works, because, like, you know, you're building your skills throughout the game, you're gaining confidence, you know, you can take on stormtroopers, you can take on some inquisitors, and, you know, you're getting pretty fucking good at it, but you know how difficult it is, you know what I mean? Like, you as the player and as the character, like, recognize how difficult it is to be a Jedi. So then when Darth Vader comes in and just absolutely fucking destroys you, it's terrifying because you understand.
Oh man, they did it so great too. Like, you got to attack him a couple times and he's just like deflect, and you just can't do anything to him. And then, like, when you open up that door and he's like behind it, and then you have to like do the mash thing to just block him, and then he throws your bitch ass and then he hits you with your own lightsaber, and it's like, God, it's so good.
Yeah, it was.
And then you didn't even beat him. Like, you have to like break the underwater tube, and the water comes, and he's just like, "I'll block it with the Force." It's like,
Yeah, you don't even beat him. All you do is run away and cleverly escape. You survive him. I love it. It was fucking perfect.
Ugh.
God.
And I love how he's breaking everything around you while you're running away from him. Like, every platform's just getting crushed, and it's like, God.
Yep.
Why isn't every time like this?
Yeah, he's so obscenely powerful and it really makes you understand just how obscenely powerful he is. You know what I mean?
And my goddamn French fry lightsaber was no match for him.
Yeah, I really hope that the game gets a sequel. Like, I want a sequel tomorrow. Like, I want a Kim. I really, really dug it. I really, really want to know more about the characters. I just want to keep playing it. It was fucking great. I'm going to start it over sometime in the very near future on the highest difficulty just because I can. Because it's fun. And and because I want to see if I can do it, you know? Like, God, I fucking love this game.
Agreed. Agreed. It was good stuff, man. I wish there was a new game plus, but that's kind of really my only complaint, besides the fact that it was optimized very poorly and didn't run so hot. But, you know, besides that.
Oof. Yeah, I had a lot of technical difficulties, which sucked. But so that's it. In my humble opinion, Jedi Fallen Order is probably easily the best Star Wars game of the new canon, and probably my favorite Star Wars game of all time. Probably.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I think that's it. This is it, you guys.
I can back that horse. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Do you have a humble opinion?
But it's been an hour and a half, and I'm done.
Yeah, let's just say that this is it. Like, that was our combined humble opinion, and now we're
good. All right,
we're
good. Yes, I agree with that.
All right, cool. So those were the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye!